How was it like to grow up in the community with so many Polish people surrounding you?
Well, I never took much notice. I didn't feel any different. Occasionally at school, you know, people would laugh, you know, sort of call you names and things, but it didn't matter, you know. Children were children, and you just laughed things off. But it was okay. It was different to, you know, my neighbours, because weekends life was very different to what their life was. On a Saturday morning, I would go to Polish school. My English friends would go to the cinema. So I did feel I was missing out there. That was a bad point.
So were you rebellious, like you were saying that you don't want to go there, for example?
Yes, to a point. There was I think the Polish school was from, say, 9 o'clock till 1 o'clock. And then the parents would pick you up. But my parents signed me up for Polish folk dancing, which started after the school. And I suppose I was about 7 years old, and I didn't like this. And there was a Polish girl who lived about 50 metres from us, and she didn't want to stay. So one day we decided, oh, we'll walk home. And we got told off because it was about 3 miles away from Clapham, Nightingale Lane, to walk to Brixton. So we got seriously told off.
That's great. So can you tell me more details about, first of all, the school? Where was it exactly? Where was it placed? How was it called? Like, and about this Polish group, maybe you remember name?
Yeah, the Polish school was in Nightingale Lane, Clapham South, which I think the name was Arciszewska, Pani Arciszewska, and her husband. I think her husband was quite a well-known figure, if I'm not mistaken, but I didn't know that, you know. I never met him. I think she was like the headmistress, and quite a serious woman. She commanded respect.
Did you make any good friendships those days at school?
Yes, oh yeah. To this day, well, we had the first Holy Communion there. And to this day, there's a friend of mine, Vatek Schultz. I still see him to this day. And also from the school, that there was Polish Scouts and Cubs, which I enjoyed the Cubs very much. I joined the Scouts. And then I think it was 1963, my father died. I was still in the Scouts. And shortly after that, someone started a Polish football team. And I got very interested in that. I got involved in that. But the leader of the Scout troop didn't like it. And for some reason, he thought it was conflicting, me being in the Scouts and in this football team. So he gave me an ultimatum, sadly, and I chose football. And so that was the end of seeing quite a lot of friends. But it was regrettable, but it was the right choice, unfortunately.
So you preferred football than being a scout?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you were this kind of sportish boy that was very active. And
Yeah.
That's great. Before we go back to the football club, I wanted to also ask about this church. And Because I imagine a little bit like this now. I wanted to ask you, how did it look like the social life after mass? So what did you do? And was it a Polish mass? How did you like it? How did you like it after? And if you can tell me more about it.
Yeah, well, the Polish mass at St. Mary's, they had a forecourt outside. So after the mass, no one would go home. You know, my parents would just stay there and talk to people. It was like a social club, you know, and people would stand there talking for half an hour. And I can't remember when they actually bought the church in Balham. I can't remember the year now, but that changed things quite differently, you know. But yeah, I think they also bought a club in Balham, the White Eagle Club. I think that was before they bought the church. So people would start going there as well. Yeah.